historian Umberto Campo actually provides lessons and is history does not. Here is a TEDx dilemma.
My work, I've been for longer than most people alive. I discovered the greatest misfortune of the national hero of the Philippines. And about it, Rizal, we talk about, really know him very well. Before the war, Rizal, where? It was on cigars. John even had a cerveza Rizal gun. Today, his name on a bank. You have Rizal. If you are cooking in a, you have Rizal matches. Think about it. We have Rizal. You can be born in a Rizal hospital. When you die, you can go to a funeral home. This phrase is the funeral are dying to go. Anyway, at some point, the tree there, but he's nowhere. On 1 peso, but we hardly look. Reminded me, in 2000, there was a group called the Pangilinan Movement. They wrote the bank governor asking the 500 peso bill, not smiling. And we come to the Banco Central, they ask Ninoy smile. And then, our heroes never. So why should we make him smile? Actually, they had to give in, so they made him smile. Not only did they make him smile, they've been there too, and they're signed the paper bill. So it's here. Si Chris and Bimbi. No? So 25 years ago, I published a book which is still, it's called Rizal Without the Overcoat. Name of the overcoat because I want to smile. My PowerPoint earlier and he says that. I said, no, that's the have of him smiling. I looked at all the pictures and I want, Rizal is here on playing with his friend, him here with drunken neighbors, on the right with the flute. These are pictures, a textbook. And why will you never like this? Rizal in a clip. Because they don't enough. And these were educational systems from us for such a long time wanted to give us a hero we can aspire to, a hero. Here he is again on his head. But one, we see Rizal here cooking. On the Rizal, Felix Hidalgo, Trinera, and on the right is Juan Luis. In the background, photobombing who he is. No, they call him the waiter. But anyway, what's interesting, post for this picture. You will see next, you will never any textbook because this results holding are going to throw at Pardo de Tavera. The waiter has joined them. Pictures we don't see, but eyes that are heroes poses too. And if they have become heroes, they would not have. But I'm talking, and that's why they are the way. Now, the thing here started to criticize, bringing all this out, to remind ourselves that our, most of our heroes were below 40. In the prime of their life, we see them as human people, monument in Luneta. We not just that they are human, but our own capacity for great is the thing that I remember. When I started teaching Rizal, I thought that we should put in our image and likeness. What do we remember him as this figure, or do we make him in likeness and see him the way? So it's the same, but when you see image and likeness, we see him 21st century, then our lives. We go Luna. The movie that everyone about and that has given good boost in. What's interesting here, it's not about Rizal, but it's a, but we, Luna's worth one other person there who's really whimpering, and that's Apolinario Mabini. As you have known, there were no why Mabini was seated in the film. And who's wonderfully cast, they the same except that he's too white. He posted on Facebook, teachers doing what is in school, how come people don't know why seated the whole time? And sa baka pagod lang. No, some says, tamad kasi si Mabini. Wonder, maybe they do. Ginagago lang tayo. But it sparked many things. I wonder, if we put Mabini in likeness, he's always like this in monuments. Nation, remember some X-Men. And maybe that's the remember him. But what analysis? This was one of the trouble one day. I, Teodoro Agoncillo, National Library, we were looking at the statue from the sublime to the syphilis. What do you mean? And he did, you know, Mabini got the use of his legs because of his. And I said, in my experience, I know that you can lose your body part, that is important, to lose your legs from syphilis. Fortunately, 1980 bones, and they found out syphilis. It was actually polio. Chonil Jose had to rewrite in the syphilis rumor. And there, it's just not syphilis, it's polio. What's the problem? I realized that the syphilis came from the Malolos Congress. because Mabini was the second most powerful in the Malolos Republic. Had to be removed at all costs. Two people in that revolution were important. Two people rendered to the Americans, even if they said we should never. Those two people were and Apolinario Mabini. Apolinario Mabini, they removed. He had syphilis. Luna was made of sterner stuff. He assassinated. What is interesting here is that Mabini, something that he became, he was Chief Justice of the Supreme. This never happened. Why? Had a commission on appointments. Cannot be Chief Justice because you are. And Mabini answered, does the job walking? And of course, it touched that he didn't get the job. So he led government and spent the last year writing the most bitterest things that we should. He was in exile, wrote many things, and I was so certain. One of the things you will remember this, people ask, who's Caecilia from Florante at Laura? They in jail. Do you realize? Of course I'm civilized. Literature, of course we have Philippine lit. Tell us what it is. And what, paper and pen. And that gave him paper and pen. And he memory the entire rap. When you think about it, well, he didn't have Facebook, no? The crush, that's why he could do this. What did he do? Aside, he wrote his analysis, and he said that it failed because, well, led. It was not. Aguinaldo did not know. He appreciated only. And it sounds painful. People actually say, Mabini, soothsayer, he could see all our years ago. That's not true. Mabini could not see our problem. It shows that when you look at Governaldo, it's the same. The names and Mabini's I am giving you here is true. Because we have not much in the last 100 years. Think about it. Aguinaldo, because he did improv. I think he did that because he killed Boni. That's not it. Remember, this is where it had a historical marker that tells Apolinario Mabini, well, because there were certain in there that got him angry. That's what Aguinaldo Bonifacio hothead. But what you earned is that there was cheating in the elections were already written. Count, we already had Dagdag Bawa 7. What else is new? Can we tell our children, children's children, that the of this country cheated? Textbooks. It should be there. Elections next year, we not repeat that past. Important, and I only realized, you look at the people who won, you will see. And Magdalo, we always say, no, look what happened. Won in that election. What happened there? Then their backs on when he was not in power. So what? All the time. So what? Aguinaldo abandoned the people, abandoned him. Tells us not to learn at the price of un- again. We never forget. I'm glad with this because in your history, then I will be out of. So the point there is, remember that Mabini wrote a nation that does not read. After the Luna film, they will a film on Mabini. Then again, remember that things don't have to be. Our history tells our goal, our task, keep from the past. Ay, nako, history repeat. That's not true. History does its own. History doesn't have power to do anything. It is not its itself. That's a, it's the thing we want to blame. Thing that repeats is not history, but and we will stop repeating when we get to know it and we get to liberate ourselves. Thank you, and that.
Pinoy kang mata.
97 Radyo Dora.
Aling pag-ibig kaya? Sa pag-ibig ko sa'yo, ito yung mga salita ni Andres Makata din. Laya na nagbigay musika sa Nika Andres.
Pag-ibig pa ang kaya sa pagkasay pagkadakila gaya ni alibig pa, wala na nga wala.
Nang mahalagang hinihandog ng may puso pa yung nagpupong dugo'y tunong katiis at may abuting magkalago
na para panamali ang inasang patarating ng pagkatwa ng alipin liban bayan tatanghalin sa baka mawalay sa ban may labis at bibilang lay
the life and death of Andres filled with tragedy as well as mystery. For most Filipinos, the great plea more than a face etched in our coin, a eponymous hero behind Fort. So how well do we really know our beyond our boring history? In the case of Bonifacio, do we think about it? This revolutionary leading the founder of Katipunan, Andres Bonifacio heroism, some of the lesser known facts, interesting life and tragic ever change Philippine history. Prior to the fun, Andres Bonifacio was a part-time who appeared in several movies. He often played the role of a fictional character in folklore. Quoted several legit spreadsheets, online books, Bonifacio, council president of the Katipunan, repeatedly recounted the Katipunan from the time it was founded until part of the revolution, August 1896. Additionally, he also reportedly laid action the revolutionary group, giving an outline of his program. Popular belief, Bonifacio was a trodden Indio, who bathed three times a day. His mother, Bonifacio, out of a middle-class family. Jim Richardson discovered that 100 Katipuneros was a laborer. The rest in Bonifacio were mostly white-collar employees. As a bodeguero, Bonifacio, German-owned company, enough but to manage its way. Although Bonifacio owned the equivalent of grade 4, Mo was anything but illiterate. Thanks to his father, who was a highly paid time, Bonifacio was able to read and write with the help of a historian Humberto Campo revealed that Andres Bonifacio grew up to be a leader, including in his history of the French Revolution, Bible, and Victor Hugo, among others. Andres Bonifacio and most even will imagine him in his 30s wearing camisa de shirts. However, history of Bonifacio's only existing photo is the one in which he wears. According to historians, believe that Bonifacio's only did his middle class attire for the others suggest a faded photograph was taken. Harry Bolo, Andres Bonifacio passed through Guardia Civil check. To conceal his identity to wear woman's clothes. Our cross-dressing hero then to an unidentified friend. Andres Bonifacio eventually outsmarts, but his weapon, destroyed during the liberation, has never been found. While as Bonifacio in his life fight with a revolver was not known to use a bolo, it showed in many instances the Battle of San Juan or during the fight to kill Daniel Tirona at the... In fact, Bonifacio's correspondence with other high-ranking cadres repeatedly mentioned and use of firearms. Kayo ay nakikinig sa the only Filipino radio 97.5 Laura. Hanhan are second generations Filipino in Toronto, Canada, who've made Filipino in Canada and worldwide. Their music and dance are an interesting mix of dynamic and urban genres.